kindness and love and respect we offer to all, in times past and present, who have opened the doors of wisdom, reuniting all beings with their intrinsic purity. And in this way, I do most deeply vow to train myself. So the recitation of this rosary ever expands the awakening of faith in the three jewels, Bodhi, Dharma, and Sangha. Bodhi Saranam Gacchami, Dutiyampi Tatiyampi Sadha. I turn to the perfect nature of truth for guidance. Again and again, may it be so. Dharmam Saranam Gacchami, Dutiyampi Tatiyampi Sadha. I turn to the teachings for guidance. Again and again, may it be so. Sangam Saranam Gacchami, Dutiyampi Tatiyampi Sadha. I turn to the holy order for guidance. Again and again, may it be so. And in this way, I do most deeply vow to train myself. Dukkha, the noble truth of suffering. Dukkha Samudaya, the noble truth of the origin of suffering. Dukkha Nirodha, the noble truth of the extinction of suffering. Dukkha Nirodha Gamini Patipada, the noble truth of the path that leads to the extinction of suffering. So long as these four noble truths are not understood, we shall wander in sorrow and ignorance. And in this way, I do most deeply vow to train myself. All formations are transient, anicca. All formations are subject to suffering, dukkha. All things are without a self, anatta. And in this way, I do most deeply vow to train myself. Namo Prajna Paramita Hridaya, homage to the wisdom in the heart. Form is not different from emptiness, and emptiness is not different from form. This is the teaching of our spiritual ancestors, Gautama Buddha, and all the great teachers who have transmitted the Dharma to this holy day. Blessed is the knowledge of emptiness. Homage to the devotees of this and all paths of self-purification. May all find simplicity, the joyous and practical guide. The Dharma, being the contents of enlightenment, in which there is no bondage and no suffering, offers freedom from the cankers of ignorance and fear. In this way, I do most deeply vow to train myself. Sangha is the holy order of spiritual ancestors, monks, priests, and all those who follow and practice this path. Homage to the Sangha. Homage to all who are approaching this holy path. Homage to all who follow and establish this holy path. And in this way, I do most deeply vow to train myself. By compassionate comprehension that dissipates delusion, by compassionate aspiration that harms no one, by compassionate speech that makes for clarity, by compassionate self-discipline that brings no regret, by compassionate livelihood that brings no discredit, by compassionate endeavor that results in goodness, by compassionate mindfulness that proves this path, by compassionate awareness that leads to nirvana. In this way, I do most deeply vow to train myself. With this recitation, I do confirm my acceptance of these three pure precepts. The precept of restraint and religious observances, the precept of obedience to all good laws, the precept of benefit all sentient beings. In this way, I do most deeply vow to train myself. For with this recitation, I do confirm my acceptance of these 10 great prohibitive precepts. Not to lead a harmful life, nor to encourage others to do so. Not to take that which is not given. Not to commit or participate in unchaste conduct. Not to tell lies nor practice believing the fantasies of authority. Not to use intoxicating drinks or narcotics, nor assist others to do so. Not to publish other people's faults. Not to extol oneself and slander others. Not to be avaricious in the soul of the teachings. Not to be angry. Not to speak ill of this religion or any other. In this way, I do most deeply vow to train myself. In the practice of loving kindness, in the practice of pure attention, in the practice of ever expanding faith, in the practice of constant devotion, and in the practice of inquiry through correct dhyana. And in this way, I do most deeply vow to train myself. Oh, happy blessed day. Oh, happy blessed place. Oh, happy blessed time. Oh, happy blessed path. Oh, happy blessed opportunity. In this way, I do most deeply vow to train myself. Here, in humble submission, in order to experience this most perfect now, I deeply vow and sacrifice all thoughts, all tensions, all pressures, and desires. I am born of karma. I am heir to karma. I abide in karma. And I am supported by karma. Whatever I do creates karma, and I shall surely experience this karma. The merit for all good acts I do freely offer to all beings. Dutiampi, tatiampi, sava. Again and again, may it be so. Willingness is the name of the key to the gate of awakening. For even to awaken from deep sleep and face the new day, there must be the willingness to do it. Here in my hand is the opportunity, and the way is clear beyond the gate of thought and desire. There is no self and other, as the awareness of pure, undisturbed consciousness slips into all consciousness. We are here to end suffering. And ending suffering is more important than anything. We will end suffering. If ending suffering is not more important than anything, we will not end suffering. If I am suffering, it is because I am choosing something over ending suffering. We are not here to create and bring to release. We are here to pay attention. We are here to use everything in our experience to see how we cause ourselves to suffer so we can drop that and end suffering. This morning.
Well, I just wanted to express gratitude to practice and the monastic environment and all the people I live with and the guide because, well, just thank you all the time. And I think I've been pretty identified for quite a while, and one of the ways that I know that around here is I'm asked a lot of questions. Mm. So did you follow up on so-and-so? Mm. Can you tell me how you got to that decision? Mm. And I noticed that when those things are asked, it hits, there's a quote injury around, I can feel almost a body clenching up around it.
Mm-hmm. And like a physiological response to the question.
Yeah, I mean, and it's meant to, I'm meant to feel bad.
Yeah.
And almost immediately I can hear the defense mount.
Which makes sense, right? Because it's such a quick movement that often we don't see that. So there's a question, and that triggers a physiological response, like a, what did you say? Not trauma, what was the word you used?
An injury.
And so then there's a defense against that, which makes sense, because if that's being taken in as an injury, as something's coming at me, then it would make sense if there's a defense.
Yeah. Yeah, actually, I have this image of like someone, like almost like there's a noise in the basement, they go down to turn on the light, and then the light goes off, and they hear something rustling around. Mm-hmm. And so they think something's coming at them, and there's like a, they're found like a bottle, and they break it off, and they're like, mm-hmm. you know, like that's the level of identification that's going on, like defensiveness.
And I can't see, I don't know what's out there, and so kind of a, ooh.
Yeah, the other one I had was every time I'm sort of, I bump up against a structure, or I'm asked a question, or whatever, I'm relieved of a task or something like that. It's like ego is this dark, it's not really fair to reptile, but it is sort of like a reptile and kind of dark creature in the corners. Mm-hmm. And like, it's like on stadiums when they, well, first of all, it's almost like a little light comes on. But mm-hmm. then sometimes like when the guide or something else happens, it's like stadium light, boom, boom. And you can see them like, it's almost like burning its skin, mm-hmm. the light on its little hideout places.
Uh-huh.
And
you can't hide.
Yeah, and that level of I guess what is happening to it, like when it keeps getting exposed over and over like that, mm-hmm. that it's being burnt. It's being burned away, is the way we talk about it. Mm-hmm. So yeah, and what I'm attempting to do is just stay in gratitude for that process, and to understand the defensiveness, but I don't have to own that as me. In fact, I can sit with it for a while. I can let it run. I can talk with mentor, and then I can respond. There have been times where I'm like, well, but da 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 da, and then essentially, you know.
I see. When you say then you can respond, if there's an external communication,
then
you can go through that internal process with it. That whatever reaction is allowed to be there, and when that's allowed to be there, that there can be the being with it, which allows that realization. Right, that isn't me. That's the process of ego being burned away, and that involves me very closely. Mm-hmm. So that's the tricky movement, but it's possible to do that whole practice, and then from that place, whatever external response is needed there.
Which essentially is the main karma, or one of the main pieces of karma is believing completely that I have control over what kind of image is put out. Mm-hmm. And it's interesting, you could say, I need to look perfect, but it's actually way more complicated than that.
Yeah.
And sometimes it's like, well, we don't really want to look like that, because then you actually have to try to get everything right.
Mm-hmm.
So sometimes it's sort of like, well, I mean, sometimes he misses things, but he's always trying hard.
Uh-huh.
You know, or he always shows up, sometimes he doesn't quite get to the standard, but he always, like, those are kind
always
of,
trying.
Yeah, so there's kind of a mix of, mm-hmm. doing really well, but then kind of messing up here and there, you know.
Because you don't want to be perfect, because then you really have to be on all the time.
The real setup.
Exactly. So, he doesn't always get it perfect, but he's always trying.
Yeah.
He's always really doing his best.
Yeah. So in this, like, kind of, it seemed like a deeper, longer identification, there's been a real investment in that. So every time the questions are asked, and it reveals, like, no, actually, I didn't do that. Mm-hmm. Or, no, I didn't get guidance before I did that. I just made that decision on my own, which is what we don't do that here. Mm-hmm. The system is just like, you know, it's like shaking. But in the shaking, in the staying with it, and what feels like relentless, like guidance is just staying. Guidance meaning this community, the structure, the guide, mm-hmm. is just staying there over and over and over, so that the ego can't put itself back together, is what it feels like.
Because it's so fast.
It's happening. I like leave me alone. I just need a break. Just essentially let me hide out and get this thing back together with ego so that I can relax and feel in control here.
Yeah.
Because right now I feel out of control and crazy and bad and all those kinds of things.
Yeah.
And it's like, I know this process.
Yeah.
Just as much as you possibly can, just let it happen.
Yeah.
Just let it happen. And I think then I can finally, you know, and I'm not saying it's gone. I feel like kind of on the edge, like I could get pulled back into it. But I am in a place of saying thank you. Mm-hmm. I mean, where in the heck in the world could you get that kind of assistance?
Mm-hmm.
You know, like the way I've been behaving, I imagine if I was in a relationship or something like that with a partner or family, like outside of this family, the people might be kind of annoyed by me, but they wouldn't know that I'm identified.
Right.
That I'm in a relationship.
There wouldn't be that larger perspective.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And they would probably be taking it personally and those
exactly.
kinds of
and
things.
Making it mean something about me, and then I'm going to do my thing around that, and that's kind of why can't you, or God, I must be being really, or whatever they're going to do around it, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so.
So you don't, so in other words, you wouldn't get that same blank white wall mirror
exactly.
that, you know, in the best of cases, that monastic environment is providing.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that in itself, the way that questions are asked, the way that the mirrors are held up.
Mm-hmm.
So you could say, I hate those people.
Yeah, and as you indicated a minute ago, ego does.
Ego does,
right?
Yeah.
It does that.
But it's sort of like, almost even when that's how I say it or something, or it says it, it's like, no, I don't.
Exactly. If you were in a relationship with just some random person who, say, wasn't doing practice, then they would say their thing back, and so it would be much easier to believe.
Look at them.
So you're not going to get that, even though you could, and practitioners talk about it all the time, right? It's what Sherry says, everything is your teacher, right? So it's perfectly possible to have that. Everything is mirroring us in the same clean way that the monastery is.
Mm-hmm.
It's just that it's almost impossible to see it with things that aren't you know, that are coming back to you with also karma, because it gets so tangled up.
Yeah, that's so true. I just had this image of, so all the things that happen, like, well, what about other people? Or, you know, but I always show for that, and, you know, all that stuff. Mm-hmm. It's like there's the kind of pure mirror, and it gets thrown up on there.
Yeah.
But it can't, there's no one receiving that.
Right.
Like you just said, there's no one to receive that and then basically give food for the process to keep going. What do you mean? To see?
I'm well, but I showed up this time, and you say that, and I...
Yeah, and then it feels completely believable, but when it gets thrown up on this clear thing, I just watched it like, kind of like soapy water, it just came down, and it's like, darn it, that's mine.
Which I suspect is why ego then talks to ego.
Uh-huh.
Right, to attempt to get that other side going. Right, so for example, in the case that you're talking about, it could be something like, you know, God, I can't believe they, I mean, it's not fair because other people, and look at you, you know, they're trying to train you,
yeah,
and you're not even grateful. Right. So it's going to try to play both parts, like quickly run around on this side and then speak from there, and then run around because there isn't that other side. So,
yeah, sometimes they'll just say whatever the reaction is. I just want to be clear. Actually, don't know who this is or what it is. Or I'll be like, okay, well, that's interesting. Thanks for sharing.
Yeah. Oh, exactly. And to me, it's critical. I mean, I always say that. But because if we don't do that, then we're talking about it on some other call recently. But someone was basically saying, we're talking about a fun practice to play with, and someone was saying, oh gosh, I don't know, I mean, I feel like that's really going to bring it all up in my face, you know, and the sense of, okay, and if you don't bring it up in your face, then it's just back here visibly driving.
Exactly. That's the manager I were talking, like, what's the alternative? And so then it's like, fine, do it. You know, then
yeah,
it's
like, well,
first of it's like, fine, and then it's like, fine.
Yeah.
And then it's like, yeah, let's do it. I mean, that's what we're doing. That's what we signed up for. We want to be free.
Exactly.
You know, we want to be available.
Exactly.
And we're not right now. I mean, not where we could be anywhere, or we'd like to be.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you know what's so the Aikido move is that, how to say it, the only reason we're not available is that we're not willing to start where we are.
Uh-huh.
So in the fine, great, that's perfect.
Yeah, exactly.
Starting, right?
Totally.
Right? And then, I mean, however it comes out, like, for me, it's often a sense of humor. Fine. Right?
Yeah.
And just going with fine.
Yeah.
And then we really go there, now, great, now
yeah,
it's okay.
Exactly.
Because that's where we are, and we're fine to start with that.
Yeah.
The only thing that doesn't work is, fine, why are you saying that? Can't you be grateful for the,
uh-huh,
right, some, as I'm trying to say, some negation of where I am right now?
Yeah, which is common. I think I was just, as you were saying that, I was getting that image of the hen and chipping on, because I was like, well, something's happened on the inside. So, I mean, if someone's chipping on the outside,
mm-hmm,
and you want to dig your heels in, then, I mean, you could do that for a long time, is my experience.
Yeah, you could slow the process right down.
You could, and there definitely was some of that. And but I've been writing love letters. I started a 40-day, like, actually taking time at night to write, like, a two-page. I mean, I do these little quick ones, but, and I think that's allowing, and it's like, the love. I remember this time Sherry was talking about, like, I'm just chipping away at that ego as much as that person will let me, because I'm fighting for that human.
Yeah.
And so I just keep remembering that.
Yeah.
That's what all that is for.
Yeah.
There's no other agenda from anybody, as far as I can tell.
Mm-hmm.
And then from the inside, it's like, can I just stay open as much as possible to allow that pecking on the outside to not... whether it would happen to keep putting things up to not allow that to come through.
Or the shot.
It's
coming
around.
Yeah, well, and that's interesting because it seems like it goes with what you said earlier, the wanting to keep the image together, right? So in that love letter process of just letting it be exactly as it is, it sounds like that's a practice of
Okay, I have no, as far as I know, I have no control over how this process happens, right? Ego has all these pretend standards, it doesn't really care, but, well, it needs to be graceful, and you need to look a certain way, and you need to be whatever, and, well, maybe or maybe not. I mean, this is how it's happening.
Exactly.
And so can that be completely all right? So there is no Scott to have an image, right?
Yeah.
I mean, we know that intellectually, right? Mm-hmm. That we ever take it in, hardly. But at least we can know it, right?
Mm-hmm.
And we can put it on the recording, then we can remind that guy, hey, don't worry about it, you don't need to have any image, because here's what I can promise you. Those people who are pecking on your shell, they're not confused.
No.
Right? Yeah. They're not confused. They don't need you to have any image,
yeah.
Right? Ego's the only one holding up some image that Scott needs to have.
Yeah, it's so crazy to see it as just a completely internal and an illusion.
Yeah.
And it's almost like people are on the outside, wake up, wake up. Like, we love you, wake up, you know. Is
yeah.
And the other thing that's been helping is the Jim Kennett, I am not God, God is all of me. Mm-hmm. So what you were saying, it's like, well, this is happening within, this is God.
Exactly.
The identification, the pecking, the resistance, all of it is God. So it's like, that's totally relaxing.
Yeah, completely.
There's no place to go. Who am I then? I mean.
Yeah, that's another one of my favorite exercises, is just in that can be a recording too. So God was really irritated today because God was a God did the and God really identified. And then God, you know, when you're just naming it all.
Perfect way to start a feeling bad or all those kinds of things.
Exactly. Not taking it personally.
Because how could you feel that if it's all God?
Right. Yeah. And, you know, just one last thing on that. It's so funny because, well, I don't know, I mean, is it really all God? Like, okay, well, at the very least, what's going to stand outside and decide which is God and which isn't?
Uh-huh.
I'm going to do that?
Right.
Huh.
Oh, God, but there's just one thing. If you could have just fixed this.
Yeah, everything's perfect. I mean, those flowers. I mean, the way you, the seasons. But this person, there were just a couple little things you might have wanted to tweak.
Yeah, there was just so much in that that I could relate to. And I was just looking at that, revisiting this morning, that all actions are divine. All, you know, to just, as was just said, it's just really relaxing to get back to that, you know. All, you know, I don't have to be figuring out what's going on here, you know. I just have to, you know, be the aspect of the divine that's currently
that's right,
showing up.
Yeah.
You know, and you know, like I said, how do I know what that is?
Right.
How do I know what that looks like? You know?
Yeah.
You know? As far as I can tell, it seems like the divine just has a whole lot of manifestations. And it has a big sense of humor.
I was just thinking that, sure, yeah.
You know, and
the detail and the variety.
And the detail and the variety, and, you know, it's like, God, if I just called on to be a big mouth, you know, blah, blah, blah. Thank you, God.
Identify,
you know, so everybody can see, oh, that's not the way I want it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This is exactly what I need to be practicing.
Yeah.
Someone who's,
you know, so I can't, I certainly can't figure it out.
Yeah.
And I do know that place of just holding on so tight all the time, just, you know, trying to be what I'm getting information about is like what the godly person is.
Who you should be.
Who I should be.
Oh, gosh.
You know, and as the guy just said to me recently, I said, we were talking about, you know, having a little more freedom in decisions and stuff, and I said, you know, if the devil's working in the corner, I want it to come out and let's dance, you know. And she said, who we are is just it's just not going to do anything bad.
Exactly. And it's kind of what we were talking about a minute ago, isn't it? That if I'm living in fear of that devil within the corner,
exactly.
Therefore I'm trying to do things that
right.
don't bring that devil out, that's really, at best, postponing the inevitable.
Yeah, it's going to show
you know, at worst, it's using my entire life just in fear
uh-huh.
of trying to be... So it's like in the corner, as you say, come on out.
Come on out.
Let's
see.
Here we go.
Show me everything you've got.
Yeah.
It's that wonderful peace quote the other day. Like, you must meet life head on.
Oh, yes.
And it was talking about the temperature. But,
yeah.
you know.
Right. And what was the, it was meeting, right?
Meeting
the cold and meeting the hot.
And meeting the hot. And meeting the, you know, and feel the fieriness of the heat instead of like, this isn't
true.
Yeah.
Trying to, okay, we gotta get the AC
on.
We gotta get the.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. To just be with that. And,
that is a good image of it, actually.
It
because
is.
Really, that is a way. I was just thinking about that recently how, I don't know about other folks, but I notice when I'm visiting people, I marvel at they really don't open their windows all year long.
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, you go from having the heat on. To having the AC on.
Yeah.
Right? And there's a place of like, I mean, I'm sure people don't really think about it this way, but it's like, I'm afraid of that.
Mm-hmm.
I've got to be in here in the way that it needs to be, you know?
And the thing is, we're so easily conditioned to not even, I mean, in that environment, it becomes normal.
Yes.
And it never,
yes.
ever, I mean, we start to lose any sense that there used to be fresh air,
yes.
there used to be birdsong, there used yes. to be enough that it just...
And then people wonder why they're depressed.
Depressed and yes. absolutely crazed.
Yeah.
And so the other thing was that I've been having this experience lately of just... you know, I guess it's the knocking on the outside of the shell or what that which we are seeking is causing us to see. Sometimes it just feels like, you know, there's, I don't know, it's kind of like I almost can't screw up. You know, it's like there. And, you know, I could just feel that support in little and big ways sometimes, like, yesterday, I was really feeling a strong pull to some distractive behavior.
Mm-hmm.
And instead, I just reached down for the recorder and started recording. And boy, tears just sprang mm-hmm. forth. And what, as far as I could tell, was it was just that being aware of choosing love
yeah.
in that moment
yeah.
over...
What
seems so benign,
right.
you know, but it is, it's choosing hate. It's choosing,
yeah.
you know.
Yeah, it's leaving.
It's abandoning the person. So there was that place of just choosing not to abandon.
Mm-hmm.
And I was just, you know, I was just struck with
mm.
How that was received.
Yeah.
And that, what is that? That it's just, you know, it's just relentless. You know, we have it here in the external of a guide, but that also
yeah.
that which is just completely relentless is not going to abandon.
Yeah.
And it's just the craziest little thing. So just like, oh, wow, okay. Somebody's there, or not somebody, but, you know, mm-hmm. there's something.
Yeah.
There's something that's
right.
just...
Something that's there that's assisting with, you know, sort of a... And maybe we don't necessarily hear that, but obviously it's there because then there's a recorder in my hand and the recorder has been pressed,
mm-hmm.
right?
Yeah. It's more like you know, it's where you place your attention grows,
mm-hmm.
and it's so easy for me. It's been so easy to place my attention on everything. That's unskillful.
Mm.
It's so easy and think that, you know, and then as you start to
yeah.
practice with that, shifting the attention to, like, there's other things going on here too.
Yes.
And then the awareness of that keeps growing.
Yes.
And it's not that I've changed who I am, or even what I'm doing,
right? Or that I'm, as a result, I'm getting it all perfectly by ego standards.
Yeah. It's just more awareness. Oh, you know, that's always been there, and now it's.
Yeah,
I can see it more.
Right, so that love, that whatever we would call it, has always been there.
Yeah.
But that, it's almost like a muscle, it's getting stronger and stronger to be able to turn the attention to that. And when the attention is on that, I see it. I actually experience it.
Yeah.
And I don't know if that's what you were pointing at earlier when you said, I almost can't screw up.
Yeah.
In the sense of,
what would that be? Yeah. Yeah, what
especially
would that,
everything's divine.
What would that, yeah, exactly. What would that be?
What does that mean?
And I have some pretty deep karma that I'm going to get given up on, you know, unless I hop to real quick and, you know.
Okay, we've given you plenty of chances here.
Yeah, we've given you a ton of chances. That's it. You're out of here. That's pretty intense. And it can seem really believable at, you know, at times. And so to get, to have this experience of, but wait a minute, there is something there that's not giving up.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And, you know, it sounds like from what, the way you're describing it, it's not a someone.
Yeah. It's not.
So that, and that makes it very unconditional. You know, and I think that may be the place that a lot of us humans get tripped up is we put that onto a someone, a partner, a parent, you know, a child, whatever, a friend, and so then it's very fragile, in a sense.
Yeah, it's all content based.
Exactly.
And it can get taken away at any time.
Yeah. Even if that other person is perfect and wonderful and, you know, they're going to die. They could die.
They could die. Yeah. And they are going to, you know.
Yeah.
And
so hopefully not for me.
Not for me, really. And I'm going to try to control everything that doesn't happen. Yeah. And so, so we're down to the benefit of what's the blessing of monastic practice because, you know, we get all of that content stripped away.
Yeah.
And so, so there you are.
And still experiencing
it.
And therefore, it's sort of the flip of what God was going at. Therefore, it's really a mirror for us. Oh my goodness, this isn't a someone.
Yeah.
It isn't a that. Because I'm having that experience and I don't have that person.
I don't have that person. I was just thinking again. I mean, you know, really, some of the most profound experiences I've had of expansiveness have come upon times that I really thought I was doing it wrong. You know, I really thought, I was meditating poorly. I was blah blah blah. Everything was, you know, and then boom, you know. So who knows?
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah. Truly, I mean, we don't know.
We don't know.
Yeah.
So I was looking at a sequence which goes that there'll be an awareness that I'm identified, and then that is that place that we all talk about, that I'm disidentified in that place because there's that awareness, and then the next thing in is usually self-hate or some form of it, right? And then it points out, it skips over the awareness. Points right to the identity.
Right over the top of the cat, right? Comes into this side, whoop, well, really quickly, comes over to that side.
Exactly.
Your fault. Why are you identified? I mean, come on.
Yeah, and then it just cranks it up from that point. And then that continues so that there's an awareness that has happened.
Uh-huh.
Right? Mm-hmm. But the connection between the self-hate and some kind of an object has got the attention glued to it.
Mm-hmm.
And so that to me, that feels like that's that collapsed awareness.
Mm-hmm.
So there is that awareness, but it's limited in scope just because that the conditioning has established itself. It's like it's got structure to it. Is that two things leaning on each other or something like that?
Got the roof,
the roof over its head. You know. And so, Yeah, and then I forget where this came from, but it was like that there's a reciprocal relationship between the expanded awareness, between a collapsed awareness field and conditioning. So we can talk about conditioning is expanded, the awareness is collapsed, and you go to the other side of it, and then as the awareness expands, conditioning collapses.
Uh-huh.
And then there's that kind of yo-yo, all those gray zones in between. So am I identified or not identified? I have to ask that question, I'm probably identified.
But then if you're aware you're asking that question, then you're not.
Then maybe. And then is the point. At some point, it's like, okay.
I'm going now.
Yeah, I can't play this game. It's way faster.
Yeah. Exactly.
Because like you were saying, it's always stepping back. And so then I need someplace else to just go where I lose interest in whatever that whole business is. And then in that, I do, I think it's just been like the last 6 months or something like that I've heard Sherry talk about that the karma doesn't change, but we do.
Yeah.
There's been similar things to that, but not quite that clear. You know, like the karma doesn't change, but our relationship to it, or something like that.
Right, yeah.
And so this feels like it's another little step towards that kind of clarity that feels really helpful. That feels like that puts the power in the hands of the practitioner with the tools.
Yeah. Yeah.
And this is a direct transfer of your choice.
Exactly.
And
that's not going to change.
Yeah, that's going to do that. It's going to go from 0 to 60 in 3 seconds.
In all the ways that it does, in all the ways that are very familiar.
Yep.
So then it really does potentially take the self-hate out of it, doesn't it? Because it all starts up, and instead of, again, really? After this many years?
You can't go there anymore.
I mean, it isn't going to change. Sherry said so.
So
we can take it work.
What are we getting angry at? What's the frustration?
Of course it's not going to change.
Yeah.
Same thing.
It'd be like being frustrated with that Zappu.
It's still a Zappu.
A little squishier maybe, but
exactly.
It has its way of stuffing itself, I suppose.
To get
back to original fluff. anyway, so that's just all of those kind of little places like that that kind of fill out the picture, the clarity on our side of it.
Yeah.
Feels like it's really helpful.
Very helpful. Yeah. And as you're talking, do you get a sense of, I forget what you were saying, but kind of, do you ever do a two-handed recording with the guy for whom that's difficult? You know, gets kind of that, because it sounded like what you were describing, that there's someone in there who really, for whom it's very difficult.
It's challenging.
They keep getting pulled back into that again and again.
Yeah, the practitioner, who gets identified. Yeah.
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 And so much sincerity there, and he's doing his best, and you know, all those things.
Yeah.
And he gets dragged right back into it. And though intellectually we eventually pop out and remember one of the things you're pointing at, you know, something occurs to us like, oh, right. The karma's not going to change. We change. But meanwhile, that guy just gets to keep dragging through the mud.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Probably, I think with that, there's a sense that those recordings should be different than they are, because essentially he'll say the same things every time.
Uh-huh.
And because the same thing is happening.
Yeah.
And so I'll tend not to do that as much, so that's a helpful reminder to be in that place. And then just that some of these places of clarification, helpful reminders for him as he's up against what he's up against.
Yeah, and you know, it reminds me, you were in that retreat, so you know, but it reminds me of something that came up in our last There's Something Wrong With You retreat, that kind of theme of, you know, in this case, of course he would say the same things. You know, so it would be like a little kid, right, who's at school, and he's in a situation where something's difficult is happening. He doesn't like math class, or there's a kid who's picking on him, or whatever it is. And so he comes home regularly, and he says the same things. And he's having the same experience, but I project as a parent, you know, certainly we're in where we want to be, nothing's going on for us.
Stop it.
Right, exactly. But we could go to that topic place, absolutely.
Oh, yeah.
But where we want to go is as if he's telling me for the first time, because I really want to be there for him, and I want to be there to support him. And that's okay that he's saying, of course he's saying the same thing, it's the same experience.
Yeah, as you're saying that, there is some confusion about, experience of resignation and the practitioner, and trying to kind of sort those two out sometimes. Because I know in resignation, that's the same conversation.
Right.
I mean, that's, you know, nothing any matters, and that kind of a victim conversation.
Right.
And yet, teasing out the practitioner and the where the support, where the attention needs to be.
Yeah.
Because
now we're back to what we're looking at with Scott, where, you know, okay, so maybe resignation is what's right here, right now. Let's start there. Because chances are, if we're willing to start with the resignation and just be with that, just, you know, okay, that's fine, that is what is, that whatever really under there is going to have the, this is my experience anyway, the space, the safety, the...
Yeah.
To bubble up. Whereas if it's sort of the sense of like, no, that's just resignation, I don't want to go there, that gets tricky. Because we don't know what else is in there that we might want to be with.
Yeah, that's a good point. Because it's all smooshed up together, so.
Yeah.
And the resignation might be actually what's preventing that from the, like as you're suggesting, like seeing clearly that's what issue and what the attention is actually doing. So
I just have this image of what we really caught on to, you know, there's sort of the victim identity and that's not helpful to be in that. But I just got this image of here's this guy who's really having a hard time, like actually having a hard time. And then quick, ego lays on top of him. Oh, so hard for me. Right, because we're going to look at that and go, I'm not going to go there.
Yeah.
But meanwhile, underneath is that guy who's really scared. Who's,
And believing that.
And believing that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So if he believes that, then if there's a rejection of that, then he feels like it's a rejection.
Exactly. Yeah. And in a way, it's like no skin off my nose to sit there and be with the victim identity. So if it is a victim identity, then I'm just there with it. It'd be like facilitating someone. So I'm facilitating someone and they're in a victim identity, that's fine. I'm not going to take that personally. I'm not going to say, well, we'll get back to you when you get past that victim identity. Who else should we talk to? We're not going to do that as facilitators, right? We're going to be right there with them and maybe they'll see it and maybe they won't and that's fine, right? But again, it's back to what Scott was saying. I'm not confused that that's a bad person or that they're not practicing properly. I'm just there with whatever is.
Right, he's confused, but...
Right, exactly.
Yeah, exactly. So hanging out a little longer might dispel that confusion, or, the scrutiny from the attention could burn off the conditioning and just allow the authentic human being to...
Just see what's there.
To see what's there. Perfect.
Cool, thank you.
This is always just perfect, of course.
If only we could take that with us all the time. It's always just perfect, of course.
One of the places that I have a hard time is maintaining the recording listening. Mm-hmm. I'll quit. That's true of a lot of things.
And like, that's interesting. So by quit, meaning you don't do it one day or two days or a week or whatever.
Week or a month. Not a month anymore.
We could call that a hiatus. If you always come back to it, then I guess it's technically not quitting.
Not quitting.
Right. Which is funny, can I just say really quick? Because what I thought was, if it were a quote bad habit, we would see it the opposite way, right? Because if I was quitting smoking, And I kept starting smoking again. I would say I haven't been able to quit smoking.
Yeah. Okay. And so there's lots of printed out sayings hanging all over my kitchen. Mm-hmm. And one of them says, if you want to see things as they are, then you must practice as you are. Mm-hmm. So that last conversation about if the person picks up the recorder, if there's a judgment that that person is just a victim, mm-hmm. then you don't have the perfect reason to put it down.
Yeah.
And that happens.
Yeah.
I do that.
Yeah.
I'm not willing to have everything be
yeah.
perfect.
Yeah.
Not willing to, or I forget to see what you've been talking about.
Yeah, that was a really important shift in framing, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Because if I'm not willing, there's just more proof that, yeah. But because it really is, I forget to see, for all of us, I project, because the minute we do see, that completely shifts our relationship with it.
I was actually doing that last session,
yeah.
during all three of the conversations. So I will encourage. Mm-hmm. And so here's the other piece of it. That would like to hear talkage.
That you would like to hear
talkage.
Talkage. Okay, got it. Yeah.
I'm much better. Interesting. I got through. Oh, it's a cycle. Mm-hmm. I was going to say I'm much better at talking than I'm at listening.
Mm.
But that switches.
That switches.
Mm.
Yeah.
That's and okay, I don't need to hear any talking to itself. if I pick up the recorder mm-hmm. in that place of nothing wrong, and whoever is here, I do a right hand. Mm-hmm. Whatever is going on, whatever it is, then I'm in acceptance.
Yeah.
And what has been going through my head is, I don't want to hear that.
Yeah.
And I won't listen to it because
yeah.
where the word that comes out is boring.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, all of that whole thing is kind of a system, a structure. It's a whole just designed to
yeah.
get me stopped.
And June, do you have anyone in your life who you have the relationship with such that, you know, they whatever periodically call you up or whatever and just want to tell you what's going on in their life?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. And so if one of those people were to call up, you know, something had happened in their life and it's ongoing. And so you're talking to them somewhat regularly and they're talking kind of about the same things or maybe about something that for you don't struggle with. It's not an issue for you. Do you find yourself going to a place of like, you know, I thought I want to listen to that? Because we just wouldn't. Now, we might do that. You know, I wouldn't say it across the board because certainly the same things that we could call them self-hate loops we get trapped inside can get also, you know, put out by projected outside. But with the people who, this is my experience, you know, close friends, sisters, whatever it is, that we have that kind of. We completely see them as a full human being. We know they struggle with things. We know they're not perfect. We know they. But when they come to us and want to talk about whatever they want to talk about, we're just there for it.
Yeah.
And there are probably a lot of times that what they say is, quote, conditioned. Okay.
Yeah.
Why wouldn't it be? Where's it this?
Okay, that brings up something else that I'm is just saying, just to put your hands up, don't talk anymore. You had your turn. So I'm going
to
talk
again. Nothing weird. There you are talking to your right. And you, I mean, we've been on the phone for 6 minutes. I'm not, do you have more to say? Because I'm done. I'm feeling bad. You can't talk any. Yeah. Okay.
And what it's further saying is it's off the subject. I don't know.
What's we not talking about?
I'll just say it out loud. Let's see. It's time to get away. It's really simple. I think I'm conditioned. I think I have a strong conditioning not unless I'm just way past any kind of, unless it's been going on, it's so big, it's so painful, I'm conditioned not to talk about stuff to friends or family. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Just don't talk about it because that's, well, first of all, it's personal. Mm-hmm. And second of all, you're just dumping stuff on them. Yeah. They don't have anything to say, you're just dumping stuff on them. Mm-hmm. They can't fix it, you know, this is all your fault. Mm-hmm. Or stuff like that.
Yeah.
So, how does that relate to
Well, I can tell you what I say about it, which is two things. One, I project, so when you said that brings up something else, I don't know what topic, my experience is that what we're talking about is unconditional love and acceptance. And that it's kind of like what we're looking at with Chris. That my experience is when we begin to actually drop into that place, the things that have been, almost we could say intelligently, kind of on the sidelines, watching, not wanting to be revealed, because basically it's not safe, we start to drop into that unconditional place, they come forward to be seen. Because they sense there's a space here. There's a place where this actually can be looked at and can be seen. And on the content level, so we were talking about, there you are, you know, someone called you up, says blah, blah, blah. But it sounds like from what you're describing, you're not really allowed to do that.
Yeah. It's whining, complaining is what I'm told. Mm-hmm. And sometimes it could be that, but I don't think that's a huge thing that goes through my head very often is don't inflict yourself on others.
So, and it would be easy to see how that would get carried into the recording and listening.
Say more about that.
Well, because what you described in seeing in those last conversations, I forget, it sounded like, was you were seeing a space for the person who isn't even allowed to talk on the recorder because she shut down on the recorder. No, we're not going to, that's boring. I don't want to listen back to that. I don't. So I'm not even allowed to, quote, inflict myself on the recorder. I can't even talk about what's actually going on because it's getting pre-filtered. Well, that's conditioned. Well, that's well, that da 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 da.
Yeah. And what I'm seeing is these are places. I'm talking about places where love needs to be let in.
Yeah.
And a mentor
seems to be invoked.
Yeah. Yes. And I don't know this. I'm definitely going to my own experience of this, so you can just see if it's yours. That place where love needs to be let in, that these places where we're censored, it's kind of what we're looking at with Scott. They're defenses, in a sense. Right? Because, I mean, so just take, for example, if I'm going to be called, you know, I'm not allowed, you don't inflict yourself on people. People don't know what to say. I mean, you're just, it's your fault, blah, blah, blah. I'm not actually allowed to just have the experience I'm having. Right? And so, if that's the case, then I'm then defending myself, in a sense. I'm not going to start talking, of course not. Why would I start talking if that's what I'm going to get back? If I'm going to be assaulted by all those messages. So just with that place of like, wow, that person really needs love, that may take a little bit of time. Because she's not, again, my experience, not readily going to go, oh, okay, great, I'll start talking to you and the recorder and all my friends, and I'll start talking. It's going to feel scary, probably, at very least unfamiliar, right? And so that's a place for, you know, a lot of just patience and one step at a time. And then the love thing doesn't then become the next standard. Okay, well, we need to really get a lot of love here, please. Exactly. And where's the receiving it? Why are you not receiving it? And it's that place that we talk about, okay, that's where we are, mm-hmm. right? There's a long pattern of that. Let's just start there. Tell me about that. You know, because there's a lot of places, it sounds like, to a lot of room to practice with, you know, what we call behavior changes. So next time you're on the phone with someone that you feel very, very safe with, but still wouldn't usually talk about you, you know, maybe just a little thing. Just try it out. And if it's someone you feel really safe with, you could even say, you know what I realized? I have this pattern of such and such, so I'm going to practice. Because, of course, if someone said that to you, I project, what would your, you know, big open heart, all the space in the world.
So it's always good to come to group. So I've been looking at getting out of the story. So we've been doing that class, you know, on relationships and
the year long.
Uh-huh. And usually when I decide what I'm going to do for the week, somehow I think I go rather thinking.
What's going to dissolve the conditioning?
I don't even really remember what the car was. You know, I get
so confused. Yeah, isn't that amazing?
Yeah.
Wait, what was I working with this
morning? Yeah, the Dustin. What were those things?
They should call that day the stupid dust day.
Yeah. Because then, of course, then that thing starts being what I was relating with everybody was talking about. Then there's some kind of, you know, Howard Cosell or whatever, you know, telling us, okay, well, this is why, you know, you can't, because you didn't draw it out correctly, or you don't have the right poster, or, you know.
To explain to you why you're confused.
And then it starts saying, I don't know if it does this to you guys, but then it starts saying, no, really, I need longer than a month. I mean, they are packed with information, and how am I supposed to remember all of this?
Right,
you come up with the
impression. I thought it was my fault, but it's not their fault.
Exactly, right. It's their fault. Clearly, they need to give me more time.
Right.
And so,
then
why pick something? I mean, I can't choose. Oh, and so wow. I'll just, and then the day comes up and you're supposed to be working with it and I haven't even picked something yet.
Right. And you know what? We're like 2 days away from the new thing.
Right. So, you know, next month, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So, in the midst of all of that, somehow it occurred to me that what I might do is be of service and just say yes when asked if I will help with something.
Ooh.
Okay. So, and when something pops to mind.
Yeah. So we, yeah, wherever it comes from.
Yeah, wherever it comes from. Wherever the atmosphere, yeah. And it's from a different place. I can't even describe. So this thing popped to mind. I have this friend that's turning 75 that I don't see very often. I happen to bump into her. And then I had this space open up and I thought, I should call her and take her to lunch. Mm-hmm. I mean, that is not characteristically. I am filling my time with the appropriate task.
And it was not going for a birthday lunch.
But really, so, I would not believe. It's like getting the notes. I mean, I could, or the reminders. I mean, life is just like, this is the note. Make the call.
Oh,
that doesn't make sense. I don't really. Okay, so make the call, and then totally lovely, present, just a gift to myself, you know, to be so present to this person on her birthday, 7 years on the planet, you know, and just really like her. Okay, so that one. And then another one came up. I can't remember what it was. Oh, somebody asked me in the, oh, so I can't remember exactly, it's slipping from me, but essentially somebody in the house asked me to do something that normally I would be asking them to do. You know, I'd be like, Mom, can you get a towel? Oh, Lord. You know, normally I have this kind of, I don't want to get a towel. They should have gotten there. I mean, that's not the exact content, but that was something like that. But for things start to go in mind about, really, you know, I don't have time. Kind of like the birthday thing. You know, really, I got stuff.
Right, important stuff.
And I'm telling you, that runs my life. The voice of, you know, I got stuff. I got important stuff. And
I have a lot of karma.
I know. Okay, so then the other one was last night. It came to me, I would usually be saying, I gotta go to bed, you know, they need to take the dogs out. And it occurred to me, this is just how it works, it's just so, so deadly. I could just go take the dogs out for one night. You know, even though the rule is, they need to be taking it out. It occurred to me, I could take them out. Be kind. So literally, I got from my bedroom to someone sitting on the couch. And I said, can you take the dogs out? Okay, this is karma. So much of love. The person said, yeah, I can take the dog out. So at 5:30 this morning, the dogs start whining for some odd reason. And I'm like, did that person not take the dogs out? Well, the person did take the dogs out. But still, it was, I was supposed to take it. You know, my freedom is, I mean, I couldn't peel my eyes open. Usually I get up really early, but I'm like woken up at 4. Anyway, so I go and I take the dogs out, and I realized that it's just such a freedom to just do the next thing.
Absolutely.
I mean,
huge.
And to not listen to that system that I am listening to much, just, and to not be, you know, to have that, what people were talking about is, and that's God, you know, that's just God does that all the time. God references that system. It's just what we do.
It's just what we do.
It doesn't have to be identified. It's even identification.
Right.
Which, because anytime it's identifying something, it's identifying something.
Yes.
And that identifying something, that story, is what's taking me out of the moment.
Yes.
Now, I do have a thing, I can relate with what people are saying, I'm going to really watch that, you know, because I have beliefs about appropriateness of calling, okay, I can call somebody and complain for this long as I then enter a solution of something I'm going to do that's really holy. And the same with other people. I can listen to other people who practice.
Right.
Because I know they're going to get there. But really,
somebody
who just wants to call me and talk.
Oh my gosh.
And complain.
Yeah. Oh, do that.
And doesn't have any tools for anything.
So
now that
right.
is difficult.
That is personal.
And somebody wants to talk to me. The only reason it's up is because, like, this person has tried to call me and I'm busy.
With more
things. And I know that she's just going to complain.
Yeah. I have my own karma to make
there. Exactly. And really, it's believable. Like, I'm not going to call her today. I might send her a card or something, but I don't want to hear from her.
Yeah. Which, you know, it's so, oh, there's just so much in it, right? Because that might be completely the intelligent response, right? It's just that there's a freedom around it. That's the thing that you're looking at. It's the lack of freedom around it.
And the funny thing is, there was freedom around it until I started listening and karma started interpreting. Oh, well, now maybe I mean, there was kind of a clarity of here's what it looks like, and here's what I can give, and here's what I've given, and here's what I will give, and here's what's, there was kind of that. But then now, after this, it could just be, oh yeah, well, but no, this is coming in saying, well, here's what you're doing here.
Yeah. Well, and I don't know, are you, in other words, so you've kind of set the intention for this week of Mr. Yes, right?
Yes, yes.
And then it can get muddled.
Because what am I saying? Which is the yes?
Exactly.
You know,
exactly. So we're really practicing with calibrating to that, because I project what you're talking about is the clarity around that, right? So it's actually not technically my job to take the dogs out, but there's this clarity of tonight it actually is.
Right.
I don't know why.
Yeah.
I don't know, and it's not my job to question why. I'm just going to take the dogs out, right? And then that's not going to happen, right? The other thing came in, great. Yeah. There's God too, right? As you say, it's all divinely perfect.
Yes, yeah.
But that it is so clean, that place of really hearing what the yes is, and then ego comes in because it has to, right? And gets us all confused. So potentially it sounds like maybe the yes in this situation was, yes, I'm not going to call her. I'm going to send her a card. That's the thing that's most compassionate for all. Well, but you know, you really said that you were gonna.
Yeah.
And then at that point, that's a flip of coin, right? Because I've gone past the moment of clarity, and that's okay.
yeah, that's right. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So it's just helpful too, because it does feel very similar when I used to get notes. I mean, when or guidance here, you know, the practice of people. Now I get to practice with people and life out there, and letting go of anything that I think about, any of it.
Yes.
Any of it. It's just the same thing as a note. There's the whole, that everybody described about when that happens, and now I get to practice with a person.
Yes.
Who isn't intending to be my teacher.
No.
She didn't put a note on the floor, but can be valued in the same way.
Yeah.
In the same way that we have to, at some point with our own teacher, realize she's human.
Yes.
Is she doing that on purpose?
Well, and then that's the only place of, how to say it, because that's such an important point, that in order for me to actually receive the benefit of the note, I've got to go to the place you're describing. Versus the, fine, I'll do it.
I'm not
actually receiving it.
Or,
now,
Well, I was going to say, or what, in the beginning, what we all do, which is, oh, okay, the guy is saying it, the work director has put it, so it must be right.
And there's no never real looking. Exactly.
Right? It's just never, I have to do it that way because, as far as I can tell, it's learning to just,
Exactly. We get that in place.
Yeah, we got
to
get that.
And then that gives us kind of a ground to stand on to then begin to look at, okay, well, this is a pattern. I'm going to ask similar questions often.
Yeah.
Okay, we need to point it out there.
Yeah. And we could go to, she just likes to ask that many questions when she thinks she's right. Or something, which we could do out in the public, Or they can be our teacher.
Yeah.
It's not about believing something about the note writer. But we don't know that.
Right.
At first it's something about us, then it's about the note writer, and then it's about one or the other, and then somehow, at some point, we quit referencing that system.
Yeah. I think there's something about mountains and rivers and mountains.
Totally. And then it doesn't really, and then it's just mountains and rivers. And the joke was, we had to do all of that to find that out.
To come home. We had to leave home to come home.
That we're just fine as who we are, and we are God. Or whatever,
And we were the whole time.
The whole time. Didn't know it. Nothing.
What
is there to, nothing changed, except everything changed. And our relationship, our relationship with it changed.
Yeah. I think every practice saying applies always.
It always.
Thank you all.